بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصرني ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله فإن كثرة الكلام بغير ذكر الله تميت القلب وإن عبد الناس من الله القلب القاسي أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم states that do not speak excessively other than the dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because other than the remembrance of Allah ta'ala, excessive speech, it deadens, it kills the heart. And definitely the person who is furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whose heart is hard. Now, one thing we understand in light of the Quran and the ahadith is that the condition of the heart, the spiritual heart, plays a very important part of in a person's deed. A person's heart is spirituality, it has good qualities. Then that will help a person to practice upon deed. And if a person's heart is void of spirituality, it is void of nur, then this will make it difficult for a person to practice upon deed. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his ahadith goes into even further detail in terms of what benefits a person's heart and what harms a person's heart. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned both. One thing that benefits a person's heart spiritually and one thing that harms a person's heart spiritually. What does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said that do not speak excessively other than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala. Because other than the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, excessive speech, it deadens, it kills the heart. So in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had told us two things. The first thing he is telling us is that the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, it is something which is beneficial for the heart. So the dhikr of Allah ta'ala should be done as much as possible. And we have discussed previously that the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, the more it is done with the heart, the better. What do I mean? When you remember Allah Ta'ala, the tongue will definitely be busy. You say Subhanallah, the tongue is busy. You read the Quran, the tongue is busy. You are making dua, all of these are forms of dhikr, the tongue is busy. And this is also beneficial. Even if a person says Subhanallah and he has zero concentration, this is also beneficial. But when the tongue is busy saying the name of Allah Ta'ala, how much the heart is in line with it, accordingly the benefit will increase. And when a person goes to the mashayikh, the experts in spiritual reformation, one thing they help a person do is they teach him how to concentrate whilst doing dhikr. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, with as much concentration as possible to our ability, the more we do it, the more it will benefit us spiritually. The more it will make the heart alive spiritually. And what is the other thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned? He mentions excessive speech. So excessive speech here actually means speech which is which doesn't have a benefit. Otherwise, if a person is speaking excessively, but it is for a purpose, it is for a benefit, this does not harm a person spiritually. A person has a job, he is at the call center, so he's speaking all day. This speech will not harm him. A person is a lecturer, and he is speaking for hours on end. Deeni matters, this will not harm him. Excessive speech here means that excessive speech which has no benefit, futile, gossip. Excessive speech, it deadens the heart. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it deadens the heart, it hardens the heart. That means the heart, it becomes spiritually void. And the word used in the hadith is hard heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ahead that the person who is furthest from Allah ta'ala is the one who has a hard heart. What does it mean, hard heart? So, to understand this, I will give you a very simple example. When rain falls, so there is one surface that is hard, it is a boulder, it is a rock. The rain will not penetrate inside it. And on the other hand, you have some soft land. The rain will go straight inside. So the hard heart is that which doesn't get affected by advice. It doesn't get affected by amal. It takes a lot more for it to get affected. But we see all the time, a deeni speech happens. Some people get up and they feel a lot of affect in the heart. And some people barely an affect.
So the more dhikr of Allah Ta'ala we do, the more it will make our heart soft. And the more we engage in excessive futile speech, the more it will harm our heart. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice upon this. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.